One thing is that the sunspot cycle, I've talked about this in past years. This is the current status of the 11-year sunspot cycle. It's the lowest sunspot cycle on record, maybe in 100 years, if not 200 years. Bottom line is, if we miss out on big sunspots, we also miss out on a lot of energy coming towards the planet. At least half of the problem that we've had over the last 100 years with this global warming phenomena is the fact that sunspot peaks have been pretty strong. The last peak, about 2002, sunspot peak was about 150, 175 sunspots. This particular peak that we're in right now is only about 50 to 75. So what we're seeing here is all of a sudden the sun is becoming inactive. And it's going to take us probably about 2 to 3 decades to really start seeing global cooling associated with this decrease in sunspots. The last graphic I'd like to show you here is what sea ice has been doing. And there were a lot of articles in the newspaper last summer indicating that the Arctic ice was the least on record. Now, the Arctic ice is the graphic on the left. And you can see that big dip at the very far right-hand corner of that left graphic. And that was this past summer. But notice the most current value, we've actually had a tremendous recovery in the amount of sea ice in the Arctic. Bottom line is, back in 94 and 98, we had a major change in the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, and that's exactly where this graph starts coming down. So in other words, the loss of Arctic ice that we've seen in the last about 10 to 12 years is really associated with a sped-up Gulf Stream, a warmer Atlantic, and this is a cycle that lasts about 20 to 30 years. So this cycle is eventually going to fade out, and we're probably going to see Arctic ice come back. What you never hear about is the Antarctic. You hear about all these glaciers sloughing off into the Antarctic, but you never hear about Antarctic sea ice, and this is the graphic on the right. And if you look at that trend, there's a steady upward trend of sea ice in the Antarctic. And in fact, the most recent value, the one indicated in red there, is quite high. There's no way that you can have global warming of increased CO2 in the atmosphere and have the Arctic get warm and the Antarctic get cold. Either the whole globe warms up or it doesn't. And what this really tells us is we're looking at regional climate anomalies. We're not looking at human-induced. So it's really pathetic that you don't see the graphic on the right in newspapers and magazines all the time.